Okay, I'm going to start recording right now.
All right, we'd like to welcome everyone out to a very quick impromptu board meeting. We have a few things to cover just from continuing enrollment, distance learning, a few things that we needed to accept before the deadline. So that's a big reason for calling this meeting to order. Let's start off first with roll call. Let me pull up the participant list here quick. Let's see, I'll kind of just go down the list here. When I say your name, if you just want to call out that you're here, Blaine.
Blaine, you're here.
Mel.
Melissa Kelly.
Michelle.
Michelle Warner.
And this is Trevor Nelson. We also have Nicole Jones, our director and advisory board member, and Roger Simpson, our advisory board member, and Crystal Larson for our minutes. Where the other board members are excused at this time, unable to meet, or we just needed to ensure that we had a quorum so we could vote on these issues, not issues, but the, what do we want to call them? The policies that we needed to approve before the deadline. So we'll kind of just jump right into those. I don't believe I received any public comment as well for any of these policies. So we can go right into discussing these policies. First one we have is the distance learning plan. And Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, but all of these that we're reviewing is mainly because we just needed these agreements or these policies in place because we went to a hybrid option, so we needed these in place for the hybrid option, right? And if we continue hybrid option into next year.
Right, because our charter doesn't, it's not written to be a distance learning school with virtual learning, and so this just gives us a waiver so that we can provide distance learning for the next 2 years if we have to.
Okay. Is this, one question that I had that I don't think I put out there before this, would this be something that would ever end up in like our, what's the?
Exhibit A?
Yeah.
Not unless we plan to go this route for the rest of the time we're open as a school.
Okay. Which?
So we don't plan to do that.
we wouldn't do it unless there's another pandemic that runs.
Yeah. Yep. So the state charter board just asked us to create this form in case we do want to use distance learning as a platform.
Perfect. And it's for a limited time, so
if just for the next 2 years.
Do we run into that situation again, then we'd just have to follow the same process.
Yep.
Okay. And then I noticed, and then maybe, Roger, I know you sent me a document to sign that was for the audit that we discussed last time. Would this be something that you'd send
the
me
risk
as well?
Assessment?
Yes. Yeah. Will you send one for this as well?
Oh, I apologize, Trevor. You were breaking up right then. Could you repeat that last part?
I noticed that there's just a few places on this one that I would need to sign. Will you send me one of those for this document as well after we approve it?
Sure.
Trevor, on the document I sent you, can you sign it?
Let me see, actually. Oh, I should be able to in Adobe. So then just sign it and send it back to you guys?
Yeah, send it back to me and I'll send it on to the state after you've signed it.
Yep,
this one and the policy also.
Thanks. Nicole, could you copy me on that too when you send that?
You bet. It's already been sent, Roger.
Oh,
so
okay.
when he signs it, if he can just send it to both of us. Does that sound good, Trevor?
Yeah, the policy one, I'll have to play around with the policy one. Unless we can, because the policy one's not in Adobe.
Oh, that's true. Roger, can you add a signature line to that one and send it to him?
Does the policy need to be signed?
We have a spot for it. The one we created has the signature spot on the bottom.
Yep, at the bottom.
So probably not technically, but
But yeah, I could definitely sign the distance learning one. Any questions on the distance learning form? Or the distance learning plan? No? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the distance learning plan?
I, Melissa Kelly, motion to approve the distance learning plan.
All right, we have a motion from Mel. Do we have a second?
Hi, Blaine, I second the motion.
Second from Blaine. Let's go ahead and vote. Blaine?
Blaine Einzinger, aye.
Mel?
Melissa Kelly, aye.
Michelle?
Michelle Warner, aye.
And Trevor Nelson, aye. Motion passes 4-0. I have to figure out the numbers too. Not used to this. And then the continuing enrollment policy, that's the one-page Word document that was in there. Did anybody have any questions on there?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead or do I have a motion to vote on the continuing enrollment policy?
I'm Michelle Warner. Motion to approve the continuing enrollment policy.
All right. We have a motion from Michelle. Do we have a second?
I'm Melissa Kelly. Second the motion.
Second from Mel. Let's go ahead and vote. Blaine?
Blaine Einzinger, aye.
Mel?
Melissa Kelly, aye.
Michelle?
Michelle Warner, aye.
And Trevor Nelson, aye. Motion passes 4-0. And then the last one, the acceptable use agreement. That was the other PDF that we had. I don't think I have any additional notes. And this is basically what this, this is for parents and or students, right?
Yeah, I don't think you need to approve that one. That one's already in place. They just wanted a document stating what we needed to do for the technology access.
So this is one we've already had?
Yeah, this is one we already have in place.
Okay. Then do I have a motion to strike that item from the agenda? I don't know if I have to do that or not, but... Do we have to do that, Mel?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay, we can just move forward then. And then while we're at it, we have approval of our last board meeting on June 11th, the board meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve July 11th's board meeting minutes?
I, Blaine Einzinger, motion to approve the June 11th, 2020 board meeting minutes.
We have a motion from Blaine. Do we have a second?
I'm Michelle Warner, second the motion.
All right, second from Michelle. Let's go ahead and vote. Blaine?
Blaine Einzinger, aye.
Mel?
Melissa Kelly, aye.
Michelle?
Michelle Warner, aye.
And Trevor Nelson, aye. Motion passes 4-0. And are there any other items for discussion?
Well, if you guys are okay with it, we'll have to have another board meeting in July to approve the formal distance learning plan that has to be submitted by August 1st.
Okay.
So I'll send you information on that as we get it.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds good. This goes down as the fastest board meeting ever.
Yay!
Do I have a motion to adjourn our meeting?
I am Melissa Kelly. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
We got a motion from Mel. Do we have a second?
I, Blaine, I need to second the motion.
Second from Blaine. Let's go ahead and vote. Blaine?
Blaine Einzinger, aye.
Mel?
Melissa Kelly, aye.
Michelle?
Michelle Warner, aye.
And Trevor Nelson, aye. Motion passes 4-0, and our meeting is adjourned.
Thanks for waiting for me.